Blog Talk Radio.
And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understandings. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth within. Father, we thank you tonight, and we bless you. We thank you for this opportunity once again as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. We pray, O God, that the Holy Spirit will guide us through this lesson tonight and that lives will be touched and brothers and sisters will have a full understanding of biblical prophecy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We thank God for the privilege to share with you the knowledge that God has made available to us by His Holy Spirit. We pray that you'll be led by the Holy Spirit and that the Word of God to gain a greater understanding of the prophetic and be able to discern what true prophetic ministry is. We are pleased to announce that coming soon, House of Christ Ministries, Inc. prayer conference call. This is the season where the Lord is calling for laborers to intercede for their communities, their families, their ministries, and our nations. The harvest is plenteous, and the laborers are few. We can make a difference. We can win back our territories and destroy the works of the enemies in our lives. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." If you would like to join us, please email us at hocprayercall@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and we are expecting God's power to move in our lives. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Once again, we are pleased to announce that coming soon, House of Christ Ministries, Inc. prayer conference call. If you would like to join us, please email us at hocprayercall@gmail.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. Visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you are entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the industry's absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, from top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. If you sense the call of God on your lives, or you desire formal biblical training to equip yourself for ministry, and you're praying to find the right seminary or Bible college for you, here are two reasons why you should put HCBC on your short list of schools to consider. HCBC is mission-oriented. Our students are prepared to start a new church or revitalize an existing congregation. We are probably the only Bible college where you will be trained in web ministry. Doing ministry in the 21st century requires that we be able to leverage all the tools available to us today. We are committed to claiming the web for Jesus Christ. Visit us at www.HouseOfChristBibleCollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc. at www.reverseofrevival.com, and classes will be starting soon. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Food for the Poor was named by the Chronicle of Philanthropy as the largest international relief and development organization in the nation, which feeds millions of hungry people throughout the countries that they serve. Their Christian relief programs and projects are helping children and the poorest of poor by providing food, housing, health care, education, water projects, emergency relief, and micro-enterprise assistance in the Caribbean and Latin America. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3. If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons. And to receive our monthly lessons, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism. To our social Christian network, our online Bible college, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3.
Raise your voice and sing. Would you sing to him tonight?
As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in the series, Biblical Prophetic Principles. Tonight's lesson will be Introduction to Biblical Prophetic Principles, lesson number one. Opportunity to be a blessing in the lives of your people. I pray that we will continue to invest in their spiritual growth. We pray that these lessons will build their faith as well as stir up a hunger within them for the manifestation of your glory. Father, we thank you as we come into your presence tonight. Anoint me tonight, O Lord. And let the Holy Spirit dwell within me as I dispense your word. Father, I pray that you cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I repent of every sin of omission or every sin of commission, dear Lord. And I ask your forgiveness. I pray that you'll strengthen me to forgive those who have transgressed against me and against this ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your cleansing. And I thank you for your word tonight as I come into your presence. Amen.
In your presence. Thank you.
What are biblical prophetic principles? A principle is a law or rule that governs a particular subject. Biblical prophetic principles are laws or rules that the Holy Scripture teach governing the realm of prophecy. However, praise God, he did not leave the interpretation of Scripture to the natural understanding of the believer. To keep us from becoming prideful or rigid legalistic, the Holy Spirit causes the Scriptures to come alive within us. He guides us through them, revealing God's will in us. Because the Holy Spirit and the Word of God agree, the Holy Spirit will interpret to the believer the will of God concerning a matter, whether it is a spiritual, natural, or ministerial matter. The Holy Spirit will indicate if it follows biblical principles. When he is come, he will guide you. Many claim to be following the leading of the Holy Spirit, but the fruit displayed and the resulting consequences do not testify of such. Sometimes the Holy Spirit is treated or viewed as an energy or force that acts independently according to his own will. In this mode, he is said to drive, make, or lead the believer in some direction that others might not understand. This view is fallacy. This view is a fallacy. It is also responsible for a great deal of unsupported behavior and supposed prophetic leading, ministry, or words in the church world. The Holy Spirit does not work independently according to some whim or even according to the natural understanding of an individual. The Holy Spirit is a complete and divine only person in a divine holy relationship with both the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. He operates according to the Father's will and in cooperation with the Word, Jesus Christ. John chapter 16, verses 13 to 15 says, "Albeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. And all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you." What is the purpose of this teaching? To teach on the subject of prophecy from the biblical record left us from the Holy Spirit-led writings of the Word of God, that we, the body of Christ, may understand the proper operation of prophecy and prophetic ministry in the church today. We will be looking at righteous and unrighteous example as demonstrated in Scripture, and how they pertain to daily life and ministry service today. We will also be examining when prophecy is a gift, a ministry calling, a demonic spirit, or a short-term grace anointing for a particular purpose. Terms of prophecy. The word prophecy, pronounced prophesia, is the content of the divine word itself, what is being predicted and are spoken forth. We will use Romans chapter 4, verse 17, and Numbers chapter 11, verse 23, as our examples. Romans chapter 4, verse 17 says, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, and even God, who quickened the dead, and calleth those things which he be not as though they were." Numbers chapter 11, verse 23 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not." The word prophecy, pronounced prophesy, is the action of speaking forth a prophetic word by divine inspiration. And let us take a look at Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11, which says, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Beloved, God is comparing the proceeding word out of his mouth, the prophetic word, to the life-giving properties of the rain. The rain does not return as evaporation to heaven until it is produced in the earth it fell upon. So is God's word. as it falls upon the spirit of man, meant to produce fruit in his heart and his life before returning to heaven accomplished. The seer and the prophet. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 9 says, before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. So before they were called a prophet, they were called a seer. A seer was a God-given visionary and or dreamer. This individual saw the will and future will of God as pertaining to situations, people, and nations. The seer also needed the interpretive insight to understand and communicate the meaning of what he or she had seen. Because the speaking forth of God's will was necessary as it pertained to the vision or dream, the seer was also a prophet. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 1 says, the vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. However, the prophet can be inspired by the Holy Spirit to speak forth an utterance without having seen a vision or a dream in every instance. Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 1 through 5, a clause says, and it came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, the tenth day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord and sat before me. Then came the word of the Lord unto me, saying, son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, are ye come to inquire of me? As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. Wilt thou judge them, son of man? Wilt thou judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers? And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God. Beloved, today, because of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the seer and the prophet have the same revelatory gifts operating in their lives. However, not all have the same degree of grace, nor function in the same realm of authority. Other righteous terms for a seer or prophet are man of God, as mentioned in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 8, oracle, as 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23, Psalms 28, verse 2, and prophetess in Exodus chapter 15, verse 20, and Luke chapter 2, verse 36. Unrighteous terms are soothsayers, witch, wizard, clairvoyant, sorcerers, spiritualist, diviner, astrologer, and medium. These are just some of the names for the false and occulted manifestation of this gift, operating when claiming to foretell the future or see into hidden things. There are several types of prophecies. Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 3 says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? There are several types of prophecies, beginning with eschatology, which is the study of end time events, the end of the age, the future of man, and the second coming of Jesus Christ. The simple gift prophecy, which is described in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, is edification, speaking from the art of Jesus Christ for the building up and maturity of his body, exhortation, urging and strongly advising the Christian to pursue the high call of Jesus Christ, to press onward and upward, giving one's all, urging toward excellence, and strongly advising against sin. Acts chapter 2, verse 40. And comfort, reassurance for the believer of God's mercy, love, compassion, and presence in uncertain and difficult times. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. Please note, exhortation can be of a positive and negative nature, particularly when one needs to be rebuked or chastened for sin. The simple gift of prophecy is one of the nine gifts of the Spirit given to the believers. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 says, To another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, interpretation of tongues. Foretelling, forthtelling, and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Foretelling, the act of seeing the events that will happen in the future and in the person's life. Isaiah 53, Acts 11, verses 27 through 28. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there stood upon one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Foretelling. F-O-R-T-H, telling. This is an initiative act on the part of the speaker, for they are speaking by the Spirit of God his future for the life of an individual. Also demonstrated during changing services, when by Holy Presbytery, there is a laying on of hands and the speaking forth of gifts in the ministry candidate's life. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14 says, Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery, the testimony of Jesus Christ. Is the spirit of prophecy. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10 says, And I fell at the feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Beloved, it is the Lord Jesus himself, by the Holy Spirit, inspiring the vessel to speak forth divine mysteries that have not been seen by human eyes or understood by human intellect. It is the first person witness of Jesus, speaking through a human vessel of both heavenly and earthly things. Consider the revelation of Jesus Christ by the Apostle John in Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, which says, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne." The purpose of prophecy. It is important that we stay in step with the will of God through each season of change, being prepared for the task before us. Beloved, Jesus Christ speaks to the church through prophecy, so that we can see with his eyes, have ears to hear his voice, and a chaste mouth to speak forth his word. John chapter 6, verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and are life."
Amen.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was the introduction to biblical prophetic principles. I pray that it was a blessing to you, and I pray that you'll join us once again every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. for the continuation of this series, Biblical Prophetic Principles. For more information on tonight's lesson, or if you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your life. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith.
I enter the Holy of Holies. Through the blood of the Lamb, I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, we are pleased to announce that our prayer conference call will be coming soon. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. This is the season where the Lord is calling for laborers to intercede for their communities, their families, their ministries, and our nations. The harvest is plenteous, and the laborers are few. We can make a difference. We can win back our territories and destroy the works of the enemies in our lives. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." If you would like to join us, please email us at hocprayercall@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and we are expecting God's power to move in our lives. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Jesus is mine, oh, what
said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, he said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." If you would like to receive Jesus Christ into your life, please submit to him tonight and join me in prayer.
Earthly possession, my heart, my soul, to you, Heavenly Father. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live.
I surrender all. I surrender all.
I surrender all.
All to be my blessed Savior.
Jesus, I surrender humbly at his feet. I bow. Worldly pleasure all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now.
I surrender all.
I surrender.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, he is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful way, resulting in separation from God. Tonight, I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Reach out.
Oh, bless
and
the name of Jesus.
The Lord,
this is an appeal to reach out and touch Jesus. As he's passing your way right this very moment,
you will find he's not to be
I'm talking to you, my sister. I'm talking to you, my brother. I'm talking to some mother. I'm talking to some father right now. I'm talking to that young man. I'm talking to that young woman. Jesus is passing away right now. If you just reach out and touch Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Somebody just reach out and touch Jesus right now.
There is still
oh, won't
at the cross for you. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Once again, I encourage you to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayed this prayer and received Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Beloved, John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ is a gift from God to us. O righteous Father, the world had not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. In Jesus' name, amen. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Thank you for tuning in tonight, and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you, and good night.